This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. What a pleasure and a treat to be joined by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News right from the get-go. And as Ellen knows, it never, ever, ever stops. There's been so many interesting things that have happened in the last couple of days, and a lot of them have to do with Michael Cohen, the guy who was the attorney for Trump for 10 years. So, Ellen, first of all, good to have you back on here right at the top, like I said. And what's the scoop on Cohen?
Well, the scoop on Cohen is, first of all, the today what happened is that the lawyers in New York State, now this is not the federal lawyers, but the New York lawyers in New York State issued a subpoena for him to talk about what he might know about the Trump Foundation. Now, they have sued the Trump Foundation. That is a very separate case. But this is to get information on what he might know about the Trump Foundation. So they issued a subpoena to him on this. So it's not dull in New York City or New York State as well.
Wow. And you've seen a lot of different things happen in D.C., obviously. You saw what happened in the Manafort deal. Now, even today, there's a thing that comes out that says the president didn't say too much about it. He shouldn't have got caught up in it. But now that it's leaking out that this is going to be a pardon situation, that's not shocking, though, is it?
Well, no. I think that the president clearly, from what he has said about Manafort, that he's a good man, et cetera, that he's going to pardon him. Now, it's interesting. Cohen said that he wouldn't accept a pardon from the president. But, of course, the president would never pardon Cohen. He emailed yesterday, if you want a good lawyer, don't hire Michael Cohen. I mean, just unbelievable kinds of things.
Yeah, and you certainly, your family runs around in New York circles. I would imagine that they would be familiar with Michael Cohen, right?
Well, yes. I have not asked them about Michael Cohen at all. But I do know that, of course, they knew the Trumps in effect. I finally downloaded Omarosa's book, and in it, she says that Ivanka Trump, who's Trump's oldest daughter, and basically worked. She had one job before she went back into the family business, and that was working for Forest City, which is, of course, my brother's company in New York. And she worked for him for a little less than a year, I believe. So we do know them very, very well, actually.
Wow, interesting. So how about this? Duncan Hunter indicted with his wife. Wow, people are not learning, are they, that they can't dip into those campaign funds for personal expenses?
Well, not only was Duncan Hunter, who's from the 50th district in California, believe it or not, they have that many districts, but Duncan Hunter has, in addition to taking campaign funds, allegedly, he was apparently allegedly warned by the treasurer of his campaign fund not to do these things and still kept doing them. So it's not like he didn't know. He was warned, apparently, not to take campaign funds. He used them for the dentist. He used them for trips. Unbelievable things.
Yeah, like it was like a personal cookie jar or something.
That's,
you know,
right.
Just reaching in and grabbing it.
And they look. It looks like he might have taken as much as $250,000. We're not talking about $1,000, maybe, you know, that he mistakenly screwed up or something. No, he clearly, supposedly, again, allegedly did this, and he was warned by his treasurer of his campaign. I mean, when somebody warns you, how do you not pay attention?
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Hey, you said something interesting, and for people listening, they know they've heard Bob Ney many, many times on this show in the last couple of years. Fabulous friend of yours, fabulous what he does for the network, certainly. And he sent projections for the House November election, says it stays Republican.
Well, that's right. According to him, he said that the Democrats need to turn 17 seats from toss-ups, and that if they capture the Duncan Hunter and the Collins. Now, Collins is a guy from New York State who just dropped out, and he had been accused of insider trading. Both of those people were early supporters of Donald Trump. And they are now, the seats are up for grab. Now, Duncan Hunter has not gotten rid of his seat. He's not said he's going to drop out, but my guess is that he will. But Bob Nade believes that at least 17 seats need to be taken as toss-ups, and if they're going to do that. That's a very tall order.
Boy, no kidding. So from your perspective, when you look at this, and you've covered Washington, you have a lot of great relationships with people, both Democrats and Republicans. What's going on with the Republicans while all of this stuff happens with the president's men, I'll call them?
Well, the fact is that most Republicans, if they have any doubts about Donald Trump, they're not saying them publicly, and they're certainly not saying them to me. And the fact is that they think that he's done a great job with the economy, which, by the way, was done under Barack Obama. No president is responsible for what happens under their watch in the first couple of years. It's always the last guy. And so they like him a lot. They think that Hillary was a crook. And they're happy to have Donald Trump in, and they do believe that Donald Trump is draining the swamp, even though, frankly, it looks like there are a bunch of swamp creatures like Duncan Hunter that are very much part of the Trump modality.
Yeah, boy, that's absolutely. It's crazy to see how that turns, and especially when you talk about the economy and where the economy is headed. So when you look at this, and we just talked about the House staying Republican, Donald Trump runs again next time around. I mean, honestly, to me it feels like darts are being thrown by the Democrats. Who do you think is their strongest candidate?
Well, the problem is their strongest candidates, like me, are old bats. Now, I'm not as old as some of them are, but I've got news for you. You know, Elizabeth Warren is no spring chicken. Joe Biden is no spring chicken. I mean, you've got these very old people. And if something happens to Donald Trump, and I hope it doesn't, but I, you know, he's no spring chicken, and it very easily could happen to him, then, you know, the Democrats, who are they going to put up? They don't have any person to put up that's come across that's young enough to be president. And the problem is also the millennials, and in the year 2020, some of the Generation Z people who were born in 2000 will be old enough to vote because voting is 18 years old. And Generation Z is not going to vote for somebody who's in their late 70s or early 80s. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why you will be around to cover this next election. I know it.
I will be around, but then I don't know about the one after that. I think I'm kind of done. I'm an old bat.
You said that 10 years ago, at least.
Well,
I'm just
okay,
reminding
but now
you.
I'm an older bat.
All right, Ellen Radner, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hang with us. We're diving into the mailbag next.
She took your love away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
I love that guy.
Later.
Every day I get that notification. It's like Alexa, only in that voice, to tell me that the mail's here again and again and again and again. So, yes, indeed, thank you to all of you listening to America Tonight. A big, giant reminder, KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. If you go there, you can click on Contact and send me your thoughts. So you're listening to the show, you think, oh, I got to tell her this. Or I know something more about that. I just heard this. Or let me add on to this. I got my thoughts about what happened to poor Molly Tibbetts, sadly, the girl that was murdered from Iowa. I can't even read the details of that anymore. It's just absolutely sickening. Or what's going on with Michael Cohen and what's happening with Paul Manafort and the craziness in Washington, D.C. In fact, I read the funniest headline today. It said, the rat rocks Washington, and the rat would be Michael Cohen. So interesting what's happening there. In the meantime, a couple of other things on your radar, including hurricanes in Hawaii. So I've had the pleasure of being in Hawaii a few times in my life, miraculous, because it was good deals and I could make it there and etc. But I didn't have to worry about a hurricane. I have a friend that was supposed to go and speak and was so excited. Finally, I got a speaking engagement. Yay me to go to Hawaii. And guess what? Everything's canceled. So a couple of you actually listening in Hawaii, who knew? You got this one from Guy who says, Kate, I'm here in Maui, and I was thinking about you. I was listening the other day when you mentioned about the hurricane warning. It's so odd to say that in connection to my home, but they're talking about a massive Cat 4. So it means that we are still under that warning and they're talking about 36 hours of this. They're saying that we may see maybe even 10 inches of rain or more, 145-mile-an-hour winds. So I am heading for the highest ground possible. I am sending this email and a few others, and then I am skedaddling, my dear. Just pray for us, and I hope when I come back there still is something there. Wow, well, we hope it too, Guy, because the heavy rains are killers for Maui and all the other islands, too. You know, that outer band and how it can get intense. The large swells will start to have some damage on the surf, obviously. Flash flood is the thing. And the strong winds. So strong winds in Oahu would be horrific. And you think of the houses in the low-lying-ish areas. So bracing for impact is pretty much what I'm sure so many others are doing as well. We move from Guy and this email that I got from George. I love this guy and George. And George says, hey, Kate, we listen to you in Sarasota. You know that. I know a lot of people always give you big shouts out from the station. Glad to hear you whenever I can. A lot of times I download the show. You talked about TuneIn Radio. Thanks for mentioning that. That's a good place to go and jump on it. So I wrote that down one night when I had my eyes half open, and I was able to retrieve that, and I just put it on my mobile app. So here is my deal. You know what? I'm looking at what's happening here with Michael Cohen and the fact that he's spilling his guts, I guess. But what he's spilling is about, it seems, is about these two women that supposedly had either a brief affair or a longer affair with the president, who was not president then, and it doesn't have very little to do or much to do with Russia and the colluding in the 2016 presidential campaign. You know, it's interesting because you're right, he pled guilty to helping the president pay hush money to two women. And that seems to be the gist of it, but is there something else there that we don't know? Because remember, the president claimed he didn't know anything about the meeting, the Russian meeting. He said no one told him about it, and he's talking about his son, and he said he wasn't aware of that. So this is the gist of this investigation, and as far as we know, there hasn't been anything there except for Cohen says supposedly, because we saw a story about this maybe 6 weeks ago or so, supposedly Cohen was president when Trump was informed by his son that the Russians offered dirt on Hillary Clinton. Remember, Trump said he didn't know anything about this meeting, so no one told him about it. And during the meeting, this is what Cohen supposedly is saying, Trump Jr. was joined by Jared Kushner and then the former Trump campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. So there were four Russians in the room, including a lawyer with Kremlin ties, a businessman who worked for an oligarch, and a lobbyist. And I guess this would be, and the whole thing was, is this evidence of the Trump campaign working with the Russians to defeat Hillary Clinton? And we don't have anything that directly ties it, just all these overtures and rumors and some reports that this is what's being said. So is this right that what's leaking out? Is this what's going to come out of this? We don't know at this point. And I'll tell you, I shook a lot of trees, and I had some pretty good trees to shake, if you know what I mean. And there isn't much. It's mostly unproven innuendo at this point. So it would have to be, or crazy rumors. It would have to be, they'd have to be buttoned up, or Mueller knows you can't prosecute, and you certainly couldn't go after a president unless you had it all sewed up, and it doesn't seem like it at this point, that it doesn't, but it is interesting what's happening with Cohen, and what does it ultimately mean? All right, let's go to this one from Simon for something completely different, but something that we talk about and pegs off our radars. Remember, we've had John Huber on, the great psychologist friend of the show, to talk about people and technology and how it makes you crazy. I mean, really. and there's a sick addiction to it for some, and they have to pull themselves away from it. And I was just reading about this study from the Pew Research Center, and I got this note from Simon. It says, Kay, did you see the study that showed that two-thirds of parents are concerned about the amount of time their teenagers spend in front of screens, while more than a third had massive concern about their own screen time? Half the teens say they often or sometimes find their parents or caregivers to be distracted when they're trying to have a conversation with them. The study called teens' relationships with their phones at times hyperconnected and noted that nearly three-fourths check messages or notifications as soon as they wake up. Do parents do the same? They do, a 57% rate of that. So there's a backlash about this. The gadgets, the apps, the notifications, people tethered to screens. I mean, raise your hand, because I have my special infrared glasses, courtesy of America Tonight, that I can see everyone in the United States, if you have this problem. And at some point, we all sort of had that problem, right? Because you're checking. You know, to me, my phone is not really a phone. Every once in a while, I have to use it and say, oh, I think it's a phone. Because it is like a walking computer. So much happens on my phone that's amazing technology-wise to do things I do for this career. But I've had to remind myself to stack it away. I have had to put it away and just say, forget it, I'm not dealing with this. And that's what I tell people to do when I talk about, when I'm out speaking and I talk about influential listening. Oh, how can you listen? These teenagers are right. How could you have a conversation if you're not paying attention to the person in front of you, if you're not having any kind of eye contact and your head is just down and you're looking? And we're saying 57%. We're saying 52%. You just got to wean yourself off of it a little bit. But how can you expect teenagers to do that if the parents aren't doing it? And certainly I've been out where, and I know you have too, right? Have you been out to a restaurant? I don't care if it's fast food, a little more upscale, somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. Forget it. It's not about what's on the menu and how much it costs. Look around and tell me what you see. How many people are not paying attention to kids, to people they're with, and instead they're paying attention to their phone. I get it if there was some emergency, but I have to feel that 80 people in a restaurant are not all having the same emergency. Send me your thoughts. Again, I'll pump out this address so you get used to it. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Hawaii under attack by a wind, a nasty hurricane. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox and Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And that's exactly what it would feel like. Scary enough to be inside of a hurricane. Can you imagine? I know I've been there. It's been a very long time, and I know some of you have gone through it that are listening to us, all the scares we've had, and the actual hurricanes that certainly have hit over the years. We know we've covered them here. So from the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about FEMA and also just the thoughts of everyone with Hawaii.
The president is deeply concerned for the well-being of all Hawaiians and has directed FEMA and administration officials to remain in close coordination with the state of Hawaii and stand ready to support them in whatever they need. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen briefed the president on this hurricane this morning. We encourage all those in the path of the storm to listen to the instruction of state and local authorities as it relates to evacuation orders and shelter locations.
Yeah, so how about that? I mean, this is serious business, so there's no messing around with this. You look at the map and you see one giant eye, and you look at it from the sky and the path of it, and it is man, it is frightening. It is roaring in the direction. It's nearing it. And Oahu there warning them big time. In the Big Island, the people are starting to see heavy rains from the hurricane. So the conditions in the next 36 hours could be really, really intense. It really could be a Cat 4 as powerful to a Cat 5. 4 is public schools, charter schools, all that are all closed. And it's Hurricane Lane, by the way. This is the name of the hurricane. So with these weather alerts and stuff that are happening, of course, most places are just locked down and they're trying to find places for people to go, these various shelters, because it's life-threatening. Flash flooding and the landslides, that also becomes part of it. And then, of course, the tropical storm force winds. They're talking about what you could see in the damaging winds in Oahu. They're talking about by Thursday night. And when that happens, you know, that's trees bent over, trees ripped out by their roots. I've been listening to some of the weathercasters there, and they're just showing it. Where is it going to touch? Where is the eye of it going to be? It looks like it's roaring all the way straight through. So you got to feel for those people, because it's one of those things where, you know, they're on an island. So where are you driving to? You're not worried about traffic jams. You're stuck on an island. There's nowhere to go except for higher ground, some sort of shelter, because you're not getting off the island. No planes are going in or out, that's for sure. And bearing down, you know, it's crazy because you got, while Lane is bearing down on Hawaii, you have Kilauea, which has been roaring, of course, the volcano, which has now kind of simmered down, which makes sense if you think about it. In the last couple of weeks, there's not going to be any kind of wild interaction between the two. So, because you had those volcanic eruptions that were started back in the beginning of May, 700 houses were destroyed. Lava washed over the area. It was terrible. The toxic gas and the smog, or they call it VOG, it was awful. A lava bomb even crashed through the roof of a tourist boat off the Big Island, which was shocking and injured a bunch of people. No one's expecting that because they didn't think about it, but it was a lava bomb. And now that's calmed down, and here you have, right on the heels of it 2 weeks later, you've got this hurricane. I mean, it's just awful, right? Terrible. And where the eye goes and all the specifics of that, I mean, you know, there's massive moisture in the air, so they're expecting tons of rain. I mean, in some areas, you know, they're saying feet of rain instead of inches. Feet. 20 feet of rain? Whew. That is something. That is a butt kicking, my friends. It is. That is really, really tough stuff. And then it'll be FEMA to the rescue and anybody else who can, you know, who can help, basically. That's what it'll be like. I mean, absolutely. All right, because certainly so many of you wanted this, and I know there's people listening to us in the great state of Iowa, and it is just gut-wrenching to read some of the stories about what happened with this situation with Molly Tibbetts. Her family, you know, the reward money had gotten up to $400,000, but it was for naught because she was long gone. Christian Riviera, the 24-year-old immigrant accused of abducting and killing Tibbetts, allegedly used a different name, they're saying now, and provided false identification when he applied for a job at a farm just outside of Brooklyn, Iowa, because now everybody's looking at this Yarrabee Farms to say, okay, so this guy worked for you, what was he like? And, of course, he was charged with first-degree murder in the July 18th disappearance of Tibbetts, whose remains he took the police to that were in a cornfield, and he directed them there. He worked day-to-day operations with cows. He was introduced to the family who owns the business and got employment there, I guess, through some former girlfriend. So they're continuing to investigate him, what could possibly have been some sort of motive, that kind of thing, and you know, and now it'll go to eventually it'll go to trial. And people are saying they didn't notice anything different about him. The ones that worked directly with him, and then he was part of a crew that had been there for several years. And now, of course, people are saying that it's incredibly scary. But the people who own this farm are getting death threats because of what's happened here, which, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's horrible what happened, but they can even prove, and they did through paperwork, that there was false information that they were given. But regardless, threatening, terrible threats to the people of the that own the farm, that does nobody any good. I mean, this is a sad, horrific, horrific story. It's a scary situation also. And they're saying about 100 threatening voicemails. People have threatened to burn down the buildings, even kill the dog. They're a family dog after learning that Rivera was employed at the farm. So that does no good. That does nothing, does not bring this young girl back. I mean, it's not even, it's beyond horrific and incredibly sad, and sad for those family members and sad for so many of the people, by the way, in Iowa, that were doing everything they could to try and help the family, try to search everywhere they could, really, really hoping that they were going to come to a good ending and they were going to find, you know, they were going to find her alive, but it sadly did not happen. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about Urban Meyer. For those of you who know the story, this is domestic violence and a very powerful coach, the Ohio State coach, iconic coach, who found himself in a situation he didn't think he was going to be in with Zach Smith, one of his coordinators. So finally, there's a decision from Ohio State on the fate of the football coach. And what is it that Ohio State decided that they would do? And, of course, Urban Meyer was very, very surprised by what happened and had plenty to say about Zach Smith, who, by the way, was arrested but not prosecuted when he was an assistant under Urban Meyer in Florida back in 2009, and he was in charge for the domestic violence allegations in 2015. Zach Smith has said in interviews that he never abused his former wife, Courtney Smith. The two divorced in 2016. There were some brutal pictures of her that were sent around to coaches' wives and others, so this really, really, really has exploded. And we'll dive into that on The Man Cave and let you hear what Urban Meyer had to say. In the meantime, the president ripped ESPN on Tuesday night for plans not to show the national anthem live as part of the broadcast. But ESPN's not the only one that's doing that. What about CBS, Fox, and NBC? What are they all going to do? And NBC Sports spokesperson said that the plans for its 19 broadcasts are still undetermined. They haven't determined what they're going to do. And CBS says, consistent with our past practices, we don't show the anthem live. We have never done that. We'll be prepared to cover any story that is newsworthy, however, as it develops, because it is a very big story heading into the season again, because of the NFL trying to figure out how they were going to handle this and whether players were going to stand in the tunnel or what they were going to do this time around. And the president tweeting out about ESPN not showing the anthem. Man Cave coming up next on The Flip Side with me, Kate Delaney.
Do the letters Why does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we are headed to the man cave, that's for sure, as you can tell. And what's happening in the man cave? I'll tell you what's happening in the man cave. A couple of final decisions. One of them I started to talk about, of course, with the head coach of the Ohio State football program, a guy named Urban Meyer, who I mentioned, who won three college titles and so revered at Ohio State. But because of his response to Zach Smith, his coach, you've got kind of a polarized Buckeye Nation. Lots of people defending him and saying it's ridiculous, and others saying it's too lenient. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that Ohio State suspended, that was their decision after this investigation. Ohio State on Wednesday night suspended Urban Meyer for the first three games of the season after that two-week investigation. What did the investigators decide or find that then the trustees had to decide on? They found that the football coach mishandled domestic violence allegations made against that former Buckeye assistant I mentioned, Coach Zach Smith, and misrepresented what he knew about the situation in a public statement in July. So suspended without pay from interacting with the football team through September 2nd. Here's what Urban Meyer had to say.
Ultimately, I'm responsible for everyone's behavior in the football department. And there was some behavior going on that maybe I was unaware of, but I should have been aware of it. So I fully support our president's decision and respect it. It's been very tough, one of the toughest things that I've experienced. And I have very good players and a very good staff. My message when I get to speak to the team is that I love them dearly. I appreciate all they've done for this incredible university. As I've shared with Dr. Drake, this is one of the best groups I've ever been around on the field and off, and but it's also one of the best coaching staffs I've had, so I look forward to watching continue to grow and get updates as we move forward.
So Meyer said that his allegiance to former mentor and Buckeye legendary coach Earl Bruce, Zach Smith's grandfather, clouded his judgment and caused him to miss red flags about his former assistant's behavior. He said he followed his heart, not his head. So Ohio State also suspended athletic director Gene Smith without pay for more than 2 weeks. His suspension takes place August 31st, finishes the 16th. So then, as we move from here, following the announcement of the suspensions, Ohio State released a 23-page document detailing the findings, and I've gone through it somewhat, and it is about the timing thing, as what he got on a phone call and a text message, and what does that mean, and what was said in an interview with Courtney Smith, Zach Smith's ex-wife, that she believed Urban Meyer and others at the football program knew her ex-husband was abusing her in 2015, and they didn't do anything to stop it. So Meyer fired Zach Smith this past July after these past allegations of abuse came to light in a report by an ex-ESPN reporter. But see, here's the thing. The lead investigator, who's pretty tough, Mary Jo White, said she believed Urban Meyer did not deliberately lie when answering questions in an interview, but that he misrepresented what he, you know, in 2015, he misrepresented that. She said her investigative team believes Meyer had a sincere commitment to respecting women. So this is how this goes. They're both suspended. The Board of Trustees met at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. They made the announcement 12 hours later. I mean, they were in that room taking just very few breaks. And they said that the board wanted to take its time and be thorough and equitable, knowing that they wanted to come up with the right decision, what they felt was the right decision, and said it was difficult and complicated situation. And, you know, there you go. The Big Ten, the division that Ohio State's in, says they support Ohio State's findings, saying that the hiring, retention, and firing of institutional personnel is within the hands of the individual schools and their boards, and it's not something that they would have further comment on. So Meyer's gone for a few games. He has a salary of $7.6 million for the 2018 season. He's under contract through 2022. He's a coach that started at Bowling Green. I went to Ohio University, and he was the coach at Bowling Green. Then Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. So that's a wrap. And there's plenty of people with plenty of opinions about it. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it, you know, suspending him? Is that too lenient? Is it the right thing to do? I think with what Mary Jo said in her report, I have met him a couple of times. Do I know him deeply? Of course not. Do I think what he said about his relationship with Earl Bruce, maybe he didn't see the red flags, do I think that's the truth? I do. I think it's the truth, and I think they sensed that through that whole investigation. So something had to be done, whether three games is not enough or not, that's a different story. But he had to at least be suspended, and that's exactly what they did, and also with the athletic director. All right, since we're in the man cave, and it is not just about the controversies of sports. It is about, and maybe this is controversial to some people, but on November 23rd at Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas, very few people get to play there, by the way. It's a private golf course. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson will be doing that winner-take-all match for Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be played that Friday. $9 million. So Tiger Woods tweeted out, it's on. And then Phil Mickelson tweeted out, I bet you think this is the easiest $9 million they'll ever make. And then he had sort of a crying face. What they think is that people in mass will watch this, that it's an opportunity to bring golf to the masses in prime time, where there's not much going on in the world of golf because it's the Thanksgiving weekend deal. Mickelson says the format would be match play. Details are being worked out. They'll have various challenges during the match. Longest drive. Who gets the longest? Closest to the hole. Longest putt and closest out of a bunker. The Westgate Superbook, because you can take odds on anything, right, in Vegas, has Woods at minus 180 to win it outright. And Mickelson at plus 150. It's going to be televised. Here's what I like, right? Here's what I like. So you think you're going to just get to watch it on TV. Ah, I'm, you know, hey, this is the day after Thanksgiving. I'm eating another turkey sandwich. I'll worry about those 5 pounds I gained. And I'm just going to watch a little bit of this stuff. No, it's going to be on pay-per-view. So AT&T UVerse, DirecTV, Turner, they don't know what the price is going to be, but it's pay-per-view. Would you pay, so here's your question, would you pay to see these two play each other, these two millionaires play each other in a winner-takes-all $9 million deal? Would enough people watch this? That is going to be interesting to see if they can pull the numbers. I have no idea. I think there's interest, but the question then becomes how much interest? And how much is it going to cost to watch this match? That's why I think they're doing longest drive and all that other stuff, because they have to, certainly they have to make it a little more interesting than just watching them completely one-on-one play each other. I want to know what the amount is that they're going to charge for the pay-per-view. You know, you're used to paying for fights or UFC stuff. But I don't know that the general public is used to paying for this kind of thing. I'm going to say, no, they're not used to paying for it. And will they pay for it? That ultimately is the big question. Yay or nay? I'm going to say it's 50-50. Toss up a coin. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight, everybody.
You got me singing this sad song. I'm all gibber. You're all chatter. I don't figure it out. But when we get together and the lights turn out, y'all want to hear about what I'm saying, baby. Hey, hey, help you on the music tonight. When you make a show of a parallel line, you're in this tonight. Well, I want to get it. You want to put it in. You're hopping and skipping and bobbing along. Now I got singing this sad song. I'm all jibber, you're all jabber. And now I'm compromised. But when you take a gander at my face to the eyes, I'll come to the eyes. Yeah!
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.